So, this brings us to the gnome guy, which is one of the oddest things that we've ever done. You invented this, dude. Why?
I don't know. I don't even remember. Do you?
I don't
just
know.
Because gnomes are cool.
I remember you ordered that t-shirt that said, say hello to my little friend, and there was a picture of a gnome on it.
Right.
Was that before or after?
I think that was before.
Okay. So you just had some kind of weird thing with gnomes?
And then I heard that weird voice on a commercial or something, and I thought it would be funny if someone talked like that.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I can't say which commercial it is.
I know.
Damn.
It's too bad. Because then that person would never advertise with us again. No. But it was just like, okay. Anyhow.
It wasn't even that person. It was just a...
Yeah, it was just, we were just guessing what his name, or how he would talk.
Yeah.
Just based on what his name was. Okay. It was really random and odd, and led to the gnome guy, one of the creepier things that we've done on the show. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Stokes in the morning.
Someone stole my gnome.
I'm sorry?
Someone stole my gnome.
Oh, someone stole your gnome? Is that right?
That's correct. My gnome, Saul, has been abducted.
Oh, like a garden gnome, right?
Yes, garden gnomes. Very noble. I've had one stolen from me.
That sucks.
When did this happen?
Late last night while all of us were asleep.
Oh.
Too bad.
Somebody came in the night, huh, and took him away?
Well, Saul was on garden watch duty last night, and someone just picked him up and walked off, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, kids sometimes will go around and steal things out of people's yards, so maybe, I bet you that's what happened. Don't you think, Chris?
Probably.
But you guys don't understand. Saul is very special. He suffers from nomosclerosis. It's a neurological disorder.
I'm sorry?
Nomosclerosis. It's a gnome disease of lonesomeness, basically.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's too bad. So, but he's with somebody, so that should... Right? No.
Well, if it's a kid, they probably don't know about nomosclerosis.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I have no idea. I've never heard of it. Chris, have you?
No.
Yeah.
Only gnomes can get it.
Well, how do you treat it? What do you do?
Basically, you sing soothing children's melodies to them when they're feeling lonesome, and that makes them feel better.
Oh. Okay.
Doesn't sound very scientific.
Yeah.
It's not actually. I think it's a made-up disease, but Saul claims he has it, so.
Oh. So he may have some deeper problem than that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just maybe needs a lot of attention or something?
Yeah, I have to spend a lot of time with him, and when I can't spend time with him, I let Bennigan or Mr. Esterhaus hang out with him.
Who are they?
Oh, two of my other gnomes.
God, how many gnomes do you have?
Over 200.
What?
Gee, that's a lot of gnomes, man.
I just like gnomes.